Lindsay Stanton is the president of DigiMe, a digital technology company in the human resource space. She built and ran with Roger Stanton. Roger passed away in October of 2020, very unfortunate. And Lindsay and Roger were soulmates, spent 20 years together in the physical world, in love, working together during most of those years and traveling together. Lindsay has extensive media and speaking experience from her tenure as an executive, having been featured on major television and radio outlets as well as industry events as a subject matter expert. Lindsay has always been an intuitive, receiving information and signs from grandparents and family members who passed since she was young. Lindsay deeply embraced her spiritual journey after Roger's passing. Lindsay is a coach assisting those in deep grief, a certified intuitive Reiki healer and practitioner, and certified in somatic therapy, as well as participating and learning extensive other modalities to assist those in grief. So as we prepare to delve into our conversation on the topic at hand, transforming grief, a journey from pain to power with Lindsay. Here's an exciting twist. First, let us tickle Lindsay's brain. So, Lindsay, I'm going to kick off the first rapid fire round, a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few words and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Excited to be here.
All right, let's dive in. And here comes the first word, curiosity.
Life.
Invention.
Progress in the connection to spirit.
Future.
One step at a time.
Book.
Mine.
Movie.
The Great Gatsby.
Food.
Ooh, Italian.
Universe.
Limitless.
Leadership.
Heart-led.
Role model.
Leader.
And the last one is success.
Living your soul's purpose.
Amazing, Lindsay. Thank you so much for participating in the first rapid fire round. As I said, this is the first one and there is one more waiting toward the end of the episode. So stay tuned. And folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Navin Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. And thank you so much for tuning in. Lindsay, hearty welcome to TGV, the Guiding Voice, and excited to have you part of our journey in shaping the careers and lives of millions across the globe. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Pleasure to have you, and let's get the ball rolling and we'll begin with your success mantra, Lindsay. So please talk to us about the top three things that have attributed to your success so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a big journey of trust, openness, and love, and tapping into those to really build, facilitate, and grow communication and receiving messages with the other side, and living my life in an aligned way with my purpose as a result of that.
This is so deep. And please share a bit about your personal journey with grief and loss and how it led you to become a coach, author, and practitioner of somatic therapy and intuitive Reiki. And now you are helping people recover from grief and converting their pain into power, which is really commendable. So talk to us about your background.
Thank you so much. Obviously a journey that I probably wouldn't, many would argue in the spiritual space, your soul makes the plan before we come down here. But my human self would not have chosen this journey per se, but I do recognize now that this was the only way, experiencing this depth of loss was the only way that would get me to where I am and to push my boundaries to get me to do the work and explore different modalities. I mean, when I was deep in my deepest throes of grief and kind of going down the really painful rabbit hole after Roger's passing, I was deep diving into so many different lessons, learnings, audibles, and they weren't necessarily grief related. Oftentimes I found things that were most helpful for me were more self-help or related to like kind of putting you on a positive path. But some of the things that helped me really early in my journey were very simple. And I think we can all take the lesson, whether you've been through deep grief or not, to live your life in alignment with this. And that is, don't look too far ahead. What I found was the things that overwhelmed me most and were the biggest struggle was if I tried to look at, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the line when I had this vision of where Roger and I would be during that time. And now that was completely rocked. Yeah. So literally taking it one step at a time. And for me, physically, the act of going on walks and listening to audibles that were self-help related or podcasts that were self-help related really helped me take that first step to, you know, realigning myself being able to tap in and start to listen. Early in my journey, meditation was huge as well. I just, I felt intuitively called. I always struggled with sleep. Well, before Roger passed, I just have a very active brain, big imagination, and always thinking about ideas for the business and things. So shutting my head down has always been a challenge, but meditation has been such a game changer for me in all ways. And when we can quiet our egoic mind is when we can really tap in and listen to those intuitive messages from the other side.
Mm-hmm. So as I listen to you, I think meditation, podcasts, and some articles have helped you overcome that. Other than that, is there any other pivotal moments that have marked this shift of transforming this grief into deep transformation positively?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say I was blessed to have the conversations with Roger before he passed when he was in hospice. We actually both had the intuitive download that we would be able to maintain our communication. And so we had conversations about that before he passed, which I really feel like opened the door. And then immediately, literally the minute he passed, I got my first sign from him. And that was like, okay, this is the start, you know, now like this is how we're going to be able to build this. So those were two hugely pivotal moments in the process. And then just learning to trust and tap back in. And it's a constant process. The more, as you know, humans were being tested and to keep our ego in check all the time. So it's a constant process that no matter how far you are on your journey, if you know you are, have done a lot of the work with like trauma, griefs, you know, anything spiritual, it is a constant re-upping and re-checking yourself that no, like, you know, I always say like, the first thing that comes to mind, like if you get a sign or you feel something, a lot of times you feel it literally physically in your body, which is what somatics is. Trust it, because that first instinct is what you can really trust and lean into. It's later that your ego comes in and is like, well, was that really? Yes, it was. Stop. And the more you like check your ego and put it in its place, the more that will happen automatically for you. So it's a really beautiful thing of like reprogramming your subconscious mind.
Yeah. So I have another curious question. Like you said, you had the first signal soon after Roger passed, right? So do you still communicate? And if so, what's the frequency? Like, is it like it happens out of intuition, or how does that communication happen? I would like to learn more.
Great question. Literally every single day, constantly throughout the day, to answer the first part of your question, we're in constant communication. And it's not necessarily, I can just have a thought. I can ask him a question in my mind or have a thought about something and I will get an intuitive answer from him. For me, I'm able to get answers from him or information and communication in a variety of ways. Sometimes I'll audibly hear it in my head, and it's obvious when it's not your voice, because he used very different language than me, you know, his vernacular was very different than mine. And so, and you know, like it's just a different voice. So I will get it audibly from him. I frequently, like to the tune of, you know, two or three times every couple weeks, I get very in-depth dream visits from him mm-hmm. where he'll show me things. And they're often personal and, you know, relate back to our relationship and our love. Mm-hmm. But he also uses dream visits to communicate with me about the business and things going on with, you know, the company, with his kids, like a lot of different aspects of our lives. Mm-hmm. He will show me and communicate through dream visits. And then I'll get a felt sense in my body. So for me, if I have a thought, an answer to something, or just I think I should do something, or I'm getting pointed in a direction, as soon as I have that thought, confirmation for me is like, I'll feel like a tingling in my body. Mm-hmm. So it's a variety of ways. Early on when I was getting signs from him, my ears would do a quick little ringing type of vibration as well. So it builds and changes. And that's part of the openness, is like being receptive to when it changes, which was a learning process for me as well.
Yeah. Quite interesting. And I think you have to feel fortunate for that, at least you're able to communicate when and where required. I think that is amazing.
So much gratitude.
Yeah, indeed. Lindsay, your book, The Enduring and Everlasting, is a detailed account of your experiences with grief. So can you walk us through the key elements of your blueprint for healing, especially the resources and modalities you found most impactful?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book is structured very intentionally, and a lot of it was channeled, honestly. There were many times where my hand couldn't keep up with the words that were coming out because Roger was helping me write it. But the first section is our story, like our love story from here in the physical world. The mm-hmm. second section takes the readers through all those signs that I was getting right out of the gate, just to show what's possible and all the different types of ways you can get signs. And then the second section breaks it down and even gives like a sample day of what I do to be able to facilitate that connection and maintain that connection. So some of the modalities that are most powerful to me and everybody, you know, you could put a different flavor on it. You know, obviously what resonates with you is going to be what helps you connect with your person, but it's a guide. But some of the things that have helped me most, definitely meditation, just getting in that open receptive state. For me, that's meditating at night before I go to bed. I love to do a quick visualization as well. I have been told, and I feel this very viscerally, that when we visualize our loved ones on the other side, we're tapping on their door and we're opening that window for them to come in and talk to us. And then gratitude, which you just alluded to by mentioning how, you know, that I'm like very blessed to have this relationship. I express gratitude and open the door to Roger every single night. So that's another important piece. Mm-hmm. Our loved ones, our angels, they're waiting for us. We have free will. And so they're waiting for us to call on them and ask them for help, guidance, to visit us. So if you verbally open the door, whether it's in your head or audibly, that gives them permission to come in and help us, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And also you mentioned building an in-depth communication system with your husband on the other side. Like, how mm-hmm. did this unfold? You said before he passed, I think you had that particular intimate conversation, right? And mm-hmm. what actually led to that conversation in the first hand? Because did you have any sort of signal or an intuition saying that you have to engage in that kind of conversation? And what insights have you gained from these experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. So I was driving. I get a lot of what I would call intuitive downloads when I'm driving or walking, when you're almost in a semi-meditative state, you know, you're kind of an autopilot and things tend to come in. And I got a very strong message that this isn't it, that this is just one phase in the journey, and that we were going to be able to maintain our relationship. And he obviously had the same type of download, because when I brought it up to him, as soon as we were together, he agreed with me completely. And just, you know, when you are saying something to somebody and they already know the answer, it was one of those situations. So that was huge, because it helped open that doorway 100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, That's great. And your book also introduces resources like visualization, journaling, and movement. So how do these practices contribute to the healing process? And how can others also incorporate them into their grief journey?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. Journaling has been a huge one. Two things about journaling that it makes it so important. Number one, you can start to see the build. So as you were kind of alluding to with the last question, the signs and symbols that I got from him early on were very basic. I liken it to when we're babies and we're learning the language. That's kind of how our loved ones and our spirit team have to work with us. They have to give us these little nuggets like letters, but they're signs to build the communication. And once you're like, oh, okay, I get that. That's them telling me they're here. Then they can progress it to bigger and, you know, more in-depth information till you get to the point where you're reading paragraphs versus, you know, a single letter at a time. So it is a very gradual process. Journaling allows you to track that, which is important for a few reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, you can start to see the progression in the build so that you can recognize it when it's happening. But number two, and probably one of the most important things I think about journaling is it allows you, when you're in grief, there are always going to be days, hours, minutes where you're struggling. I mean, that's just the reality. Like there's going to be those times when you're sad, you're going down the rabbit hole. And the journaling allows you to go back and know the truth that your loved one is sending you. Anytime you're having those doubts, like your loved one is sending you messages, look at all these beautiful things they've done for you. And the journaling keeps you honest about that because it's like, no, this is real. And I'm having this communication. And it's just that additional layer of validation. So I am a huge fan of journaling. I think it's really important to your journey.
Amazing. And we have had an incredible conversation so far. And it's time for us to add some more excitement to the episode. So get ready, Lindsay, as we dive into the second rapid fire round, a series of intriguing questions just to spice up the episode. Shall we get started?
Okay.
Okay. If you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say?
It's all love.
Awesome. And what's one thing that you're really bad at that you wish you were good or better at?
Ooh, I guess just continuing to build trust.
Mm. And can you describe yourself in just one word?
Open.
And what's your favorite thing about living in the current most exciting times, the 21st century?
That we're all here for a reason to expand humanity.
Mm-hmm. And if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Ooh. Teleporting back and forth from the other side.
Okay, and this question is a little close to the superpower, but I want a different answer. So if at all, okay, you would like to see an electronic gadget or a fantasy gadget, or you would like to invent it by yourself, what would that be?
A telephone that allows us to video conference with the other side.
Interesting. And thank you once again for participating in the second rapid fire round. And let's flip back to the mainstream. So, Lindsay, in your journey, you have found a calling to be of service. So how do you see your experiences contributing to helping others? And what message do you have for others, those who are currently navigating grief and loss?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that question. I think just being, it's been really important on my journey, just being very open, vulnerable, and having these conversations. Because one thing that's amazed me is how many people are getting signs and on some level recognize they're getting signs, but they're too scared to talk to people about it. Mm-hmm. And I think opening that door to have those conversations and provide a safe space so that people can think about grief differently and shift our entire perception of what it means when somebody passes, because it is not the end. It's just a transition. And when we can make that shift, it just is such a game changer for us emotionally, you know?
Yeah, got it. And Lindsay, I really appreciate you sharing things so openly, and I loved every bit of our conversation. So how is your experience being hosted on my show, The Guiding Voice?
Amazing. I really appreciate you having me, and such a phenomenal platform. And I'm excited to hopefully help shift some people and help some people with the way that they're thinking about their grief journey.
Absolutely. And it's a pleasure to have you. And thank you once again for being part of our journey in shaping the careers and lives of millions across the globe. And thank you for sharing all the amazing insights. And I think there's a lot to learn from you. And definitely our community is going to benefit immensely out of this conversation, and looking forward to engaging you again in future. Thank you once again, and really appreciate it. Have a wonderful time, Lindsay.
Thank you.
So friends, that was our episode with Lindsay Stanton. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request. If you haven't already subscribed to TGV, please subscribe to the Guiding Voice podcast from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed the conversation and found it useful, please share with at least three of your friends or colleagues who would also like the Guiding Voice. So spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. Now let's cruise into the trivia segment of today's episode. Having had amazing conversation related to transforming grief or pain into power, I thought I would share some pieces of trivia about soul revival. And if we consider the first fact is about the ancient roots, the concept of soul revival can be traced back to ancient spiritual practices found across diverse cultures. It often involves rituals and ceremonies aimed at renewing and rejuvenating the soul, contributing to a sense of spiritual well-being. And second is about expressive arts connection. Soul revival is frequently linked to expressive arts, where activities like music, literature, and visual arts serve as powerful tools for individuals to explore and revitalize their inner selves. And many artists use their creations as a means of personal soul revival and a medium to connect with others on a soulful level. And third is about modern mindfulness practices. Modern mindfulness practices and contemporary times, soul revival has found resonance in modern mindfulness practices. Techniques like meditation, mindful living, and intentional self-care are embraced as ways to revive the soul and fostering a deeper connection with oneself and the world. And if you remember, Lindsay has mentioned about meditation, listening to the podcast, journaling have immensely helped her. Right? So here comes my question to those who have tuned into the episode. If at all you have overcome the grief or pain in the past, what kind of techniques have you used or what modalities have you followed? Please share them with me either in the form of YouTube comments, or if you have found this episode on some social media platform, you can comment there as well. I'm going to review for sure. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much once again for tuning in and also for being part of our awesome TGV community. Folks, we would love to hear from you. So do not hesitate to share your ideas, feedback, topic recommendations, and guest speaker suggestions either through our social media platforms, or you can also email us at theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Navin Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. Until next time, take care, stay inspired, and remember the future holds great things because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you all in the next episode with another amazing guest.